President Biden says the U.S. economy is starting to see signs that inflation may be moderating after the consumer price index reading for July came in cooler than expected.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month. The people were still hurting.
The latest numbers give the president a much-needed boost ahead of the November midterm elections. The UK's Foreign Office has summoned the Chinese ambassador over Beijing's, quote, aggressive and wide-ranging escalation against Taiwan, end quote. Meantime, China has ended those unprecedented military exercises near Taiwan, but says it plans to conduct regular patrols in the region. The Chinese began the drills last week after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defied Beijing and visited Taiwan. In Europe, another heat wave is sweeping the continent, threatening to disrupt travel and business and putting more pressure on the region's strained power infrastructure. Temperatures will be in the 90s in Paris and London. The bone-dry conditions have prompted limits on water use. France last month suffered its driest July on record, while England recorded the driest in almost 90 years. Several of Europe's major rivers are running dry, disrupting $80 billion in trade routes. The Rhine has dried up to the point of becoming virtually impassable at a key waypoint. That is slowing down vast flows of diesel and coal. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.